Hi, my name is Brad Audrain with Green Cab Company, and we're going to give you a ride today.
Brad Audrain opens the door to his black Toyota Prius sedan, emblazoned with the company's lime green logo and website. The Memphis native is founder and owner of Green Cab Company. He's 28 years old, a graduate of the University of Arkansas Law School, initially thought he was going to be a business attorney when he grew up, but his career took an unexpected turn.
I woke up one day and was like, wow, I'm running a cab company. This is just not where I thought it was all going to end, or where it was all going to go. But like I said, every day is something new, and it is so much more fun than my old job. So I'm having a great time with it. Yeah, but we've had a lot of success with it so far, and most of our customers tell us that we're the quickest around, and we try our best to do so. But you know, sometimes it gets difficult with only four vehicles.
Only four new hybrid vehicles, because Green Cab's only 3.5 months old. Stationed on Dixon Street, the company primarily caters to downtown Fayetteville. The university, of course, makes lots of airport runs, but will pick up patrons anywhere in northwest Arkansas.
In your brand, describe the exterior of the car. It's very noticeable.
We came up with a logo ourselves, and then we purchased these bright green lights. They're small, and we never expected them to be this bright. When they see our lights coming down the street, especially at night, I mean, they're almost blinding, so we had to put dimmers in all the cars so that we could turn them down when we needed to, because they're so very bright. But they've been fun.
You get reactions from people on the street?
We definitely do. I mean, between the lights and just the cars, they kind of have a goofy look in a way, but it's kind of fun. It's kind of the idea we're going for.
We reach our destination, a local park, to stop and get out for a minute to talk.
This is a gasoline hybrid engine?
Yes, ma'am, it is. It's just like a regular engine, except for that it charges itself.
According to Toyota, the Prius 1.8-liter aluminum four-cylinder engine operates a parallel hybrid powertrain, using both gasoline and battery power, so it starts and accelerates up to 15 miles per hour via battery, and above that, the gasoline engine kicks in. The electric engine runs while idling, as well as in stop-and-go city traffic, greatly increasing efficiency. 51 miles per gallon highway, 48 miles per gallon city.
Every time I sit down with my drivers for the first time and try to run them through how the vehicles work and everything, they always say, you know, how do I turn it on? I'm like, it's already on. You're good to go. You can't tell because the car didn't shake or anything. And you'll hear it in a second. It'll click over when it sits like this for a little while.
So is it still running?
Right now it's running, yes.
Oh, I thought you turned it off.
No, it's still running, and and in a second, it will. When it runs out of the charge,
yes,
it will click over, and then as the motor is on, it will charge back up and then go from there. And, you know, it's just a cycle, and it's kind of funny on the dashboard.
Mm-hmm. You're leaning over in the steering wheel. Uh-huh.
If you press the display button, it says a hybrid system indicator, and it shows you when you're charging, how much power you're using, and when you get to the top, that's you're using the engine's power.
Green Cab companies can be found out east, up north, and along the west coast, where Audrain says he got the idea after taking a hybrid taxi in San Diego.
We just thought that Fayetteville deserved to have something similar to what Green Cab is trying to offer. You know, I'll never forget getting out of the airport in San Diego and getting in one of those cabs and going, wow, this is so cool, you know, like, and what a great idea. I mean, you don't use as much gas. It's better for the environment. We try in every possible way to be as green as we possibly can.
We have about 8 taxi providers in northwest Arkansas. I called up 6 of them. One of them has one hybrid car. You've got the corner on this market.
We seem to so far. We actually do a little bit of work with Abundant Transportation, who has a hybrid vehicle as well. When we have something that we can't get to in Rogers, we always call them, and vice versa they do with us. I think eventually the other cab companies are going to catch on, because it's just the better way to do things. I mean, whether it be because you feel like it's the right thing to do for the environment, or whether you feel like it's the most efficient thing to do for your business, it is just, I just don't see how some of these drivers can keep up with the gas prices.
And as demand grows, conventional taxi companies will likely add hybrids. But for now, Green Cab Company is niche, and its rates are really competitive. But time is money in this line of work, so we head back.
How are people finding you?
between Facebook and Twitter and our website, and we've tried to do advertising through some different charities around Fayetteville.
What percentage of your riders do you think have never been in a hybrid before?
Oh, I would say almost 70 to 80%. It seems that way, but there's just not as many hybrids around as you may think. So a lot of people just, you know, never considered it. And like I said, they think it's more expensive, and in reality, it's what everyone should be driving. I myself drive a Honda Accord, and I wish that I had one of these cars that I so bad. If next car that I get will be a hybrid.
And with gas prices expected to rise, well, forever, nearly 40% of Americans, according to a Consumer Reports poll, are considering purchasing a hybrid or electric plug-in as their next vehicle. So you can bet lots of them will prefer to catch a green cab. As for Brad Audrain, his green cab company of Fayetteville also plans to add more hybrids to its fleet and likely more stations. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.